10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Engine start. 1-0 and liftoff of the Delta rocket carrying blast. A gamma ray telescope searching for unseen physics in the stars of the galaxies.
To Neil deGrasse Tyson, there is no such thing as unseen physics. He's our guest all hour long. He's the director of the Hayden Planetarium at the American Museum of Natural History and host of Nova Science Now. Neil, the GLAST gamma ray telescope that was launched today is just one of the great space stories going on this week. We can talk about Mars. We can talk about a couple of other things. But let's begin with GLAST. How excited were you about that launch and what it's going to look at?
Well, consider that we as human beings see only what we call visible light, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet. Yet the universe talks to us in many other kinds of light, radio waves, gamma rays, which is what this telescope is specifically designed to measure, microwave. Some of these are familiar with everyday life. We use microwave ovens, for example, infrared, ultraviolet, X-rays. Mm-hmm. So the whole universe is trying to talk to us using bands of light quite unfamiliar to the naked eye. And so you need special telescopes, special detectors to bring the cosmos to you in these bands. And when you do, what you learn is that there are objects and phenomena that only reveal themselves in these bands. And so therein are the act of opening windows to the cosmos as the GLAST telescope will
like
be doing
for us. Like
what
kinds of things?
Well, it turns out the gamma ray astronomy has a fascinating history, which I'll try to abbreviate here. Back in the early 1970s, there was the surface test ban treaty for nuclear blasts. And so we didn't, you know, as the military says, trust but verify, right? So everybody signs the treaty, but you want to verify that everyone's obeying it. And so what we did was launch a telescope that was sensitive to the kind of radiation that would be given off by a nuclear blast, an above-ground nuclear blast. And what did we discover? About once a day, the detectors were triggered. And we said, what's going on around the world? So we checked, we double-checked everything else around.
It wasn't like a bunch of microwave ovens.
And so everybody was checking all around the world. Guy, do you hear a report from your embassy? No. It turns out there are explosions in the universe, averaging, you know, one a day, like about 400 a year across the universe that are delivering gamma ray energy to us. And so thus was born the science of gamma ray astronomy. And all we could do back then was just sort of know that it happened somewhere. And over the years, we've been continually improving the ability to understand what's going on. But it's the gamma ray, the source of these gamma rays have been quite a mystery for decades.
Have you managed to take a gander at this new supernova that they've discovered out there in space? We actually talked with an astronomer a couple weeks back about this thing that's happening in real time, sort of.
Well, yeah. Well, there are a couple. There were several supernovae that made the news. Perhaps the one you were considering is one where there's a star that is about to go supernova that's oriented in such a way that if it did, it could be one of these gamma ray bursts and they'll all beam towards us from our own galaxy.
So we'll all turn into the Incredible Hulk? I could use a bulk up, actually.
Yeah, sure. Did you want to turn green, though? You got to get ready for that as well.
We'll talk about that a little bit later. Uh-huh. Oh, that is fascinating. What happened to Pluto? It was demoted as a planet, but now there's a new designation for...
Just came out, yeah.
Yeah,
well, they're trying to find vocabulary. There's a search for classification terms, which I applaud, although there's been some dissent about what words should be actually used. So a word was introduced this week by the International Astronomical Union, and they're called Plutoids.
These are sort of...
Who came up with that, and what does that mean?
Plutoids. Plutoid, not to be confused with hemorrhoids or asteroids. Plutoids...
Do not mock me, Plutoid.
Plutoids are round objects orbiting in the solar system beyond Neptune, which would include Pluto. And one other object, Eris, is a round object orbiting beyond Neptune. And any other round object that gets discovered would then get this name. So I applaud the effort to try to have the words be specific. That's okay.
Right.
Because if you just use the word planet, the word planet has lost its value.
Gotta be precise in science. What, Neil, hold on. We're gonna go out of this segment for a second. But there's lots more about space to talk about, and we're going to have much more with Neil deGrasse Tyson in just a moment.
Plutoids.
Yeah. Do not mock me, Plutoid.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.